Hi, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners' Court meeting for Monday, May 19, 2014, at 1:33. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold. If you'll rise, please.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your head, and we want to give special thanks and to a longtime election worker, Ms. Mary Motley. Lord, we come before you one more time, asking that you give your divine wisdom to this court, not just this court, but every elected individual in Jefferson County. We ask that you help us to guide this county in the right direction. Not only that, we ask that you put your loving arms around the families of loved ones away in the military fighting for our democracy. These we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today a little bit out of order, and we'll take up first item A under County Commissioners. Item A is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Historic Preservation Month in Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on that item?
Moved.
Been moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Are you here, Ms. Goodness, representing the Historical Committee?
Yes, Judge. I have with me Darlene Chudinsky and Carolyn Howard from Beaumont Main Street, and I have some members of the Commission here with us, and also Linda McMahon, our coordinator. So I appreciate them showing up today to support Preservation Month.
Well, let me read this, and then I'll let you say a few words. It says, whereas historic preservation is an effective tool for managing growth and sustainable development, revitalizing neighborhoods, fostering local pride, and maintaining community character while enhancing livability. And whereas historic preservation is relevant for communities across the nation, both urban and rural, and for all Americans of all ages, all walks of life, and all ethnic backgrounds. Whereas it is important to celebrate the role of history in our lives and the contributions made by dedicated individuals in helping to preserve the tangible aspects of the heritage that has shaped us as a people. And whereas the new age of preservation, embark, inspire, engage, is a theme for National Preservation Month 2014, sponsored by the Beaumont Heritage Society, Beaumont Main Street, Jefferson County Historical Commission, and the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court declares that the Historic Preservation Month be established in the month of May 2014 in recognition of the vital role historic preservation plays in our community. Signed by the Commissioners Court on this 19th day of May.
Thank you, Judge. Commissioners, I just had a few remarks I wanted to share with the court. Preservation Month 2014's theme, as you said, was New Age of Preservation, Embark, Inspire, and Engage. It was established in 1973 by the National Trust for Historic Preservation. The event is co-sponsored by local preservation groups, some of which are here today with us, state historical societies, business and civic organizations across the country. According to the Texas Historical Commission, tourism in Texas is a $65 billion industry with 220 million visitors, 63% of which report that they seek travel experiences where the destination, its buildings and surroundings have retained their historic character. The county has completed an exterior restoration of the historic courthouse and is embarking on the first phase of an interior restoration. THC recently awarded the county a Texas Historic Courthouse Preservation Grant in the amount of $450,000 to assist in the installation of a fire alarm and suppression system. Beaumont Main Street, which is another one of our partners, began in 1992, and over $170 million has been invested in property acquisition, renovation, restoration, and new construction by both the private and public sectors in downtown Beaumont. Over 50 buildings have been restored or renovated by the private sector for a total of $55 million, while the area has experienced over $4 million in private sector new construction, including the townhomes on Cathedral Square. Beaumont Heritage Society beautifully restored the John J. French House and the Chambers House, and now both are historical house museums, which are enjoyed by many of our citizens, heritage tourists, and local students. So the theme of Historic Preservation Month is to bring forward to everyone how important it is to preserve the cultural and historic aspects of our county, of our state. It brings a lot of tourism dollars into our local economy. And I want to thank the court for what you've seen fit to do with the courthouse. So far it's gone beautifully, and I know it's going to be even better. So thank you very much for having us here today.
Item A is consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus properties authorized by local government code section 263.152A to be auctioned by Horns Auction, Inc. on Saturday, June 7, 2014, 9 o'clock a.m. Item B is consider and possibly approve interdepartment transfer of county properties authorized by LGC 262.011J. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Constable Precinct 8, one item. A is to consider and possibly approve the hiring of Harvey Francisco Ibarra as Deputy Constable with Constable Precinct 8 in accordance with Local Government Code Section 86.011. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Airport, one item is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a lease with United Airlines for terminal space in the Jack Brooks Regional Airport Terminal for the operation of a bus service to George Bush International Airport. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
For the United bus service, indefinitely. I'll pass that along.
And as we discussed a few months ago, they are paying us retrospectively, correct?
Yes, sir. We've received all the back rent, and they're paid up through June, I believe.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, four items. Item A is consider and approve budget transfer for JP Precinct 6. For additional costs for extra help in the amount of $7,505. Item B is to consider an approved budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 2 for the purchase of a pressure washer. Item C is consider an approved budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 2 for purchase of a computer in the amount of $2,000. Item D is regular county bills, check numbers 393770 through 393992. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Clerk, one item. A is consider and possibly approve, receive, and file an order canvassing the results of the May 10, 2014 joint special election in accordance with Election Code Section 67.003. Do I have a motion on that item?
Moved.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under County Commissioners, we've done item A. Item B is to receive and file a stipulated amendment to the abatement agreement between Huntsman Petrochemical LLC and Jefferson County, Texas, which was executed September 13, 2013. Item C is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a memorandum of understanding between Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission and Jefferson County regarding the 2014 Port Security Grant Program and the county's use of the Southeast Texas Emergency Alerting Network. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, under County Tax Assessor Collector, we have one item. It's to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute, receive, and file an agreement with Lionberger, Goggin, Blair, and Sampson, LLP for the collection of delinquent property taxes. This is a renewal of a contract that was originally executed in May of 2009. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
think moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded, I think, by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under engineering, item A is considering possibly approve a minor plat of Laughlin Place, tract 1 and tract 2 being 5.855 acres of land and part of the W.N. Sigler survey, abstract number 48 of Jefferson County, Texas. It's located in precinct 2 and is within the city of Beaumont's extraterritorial jurisdiction. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. That completes our regular agenda. Next Monday is Memorial Day, and Tuesday is Election Day, so we won't be meeting next week, save and except unless some exigent or emergency circumstances arise, in which case I'd ask you to notify my office before Friday, please, and we'll do what we need to do in the event there is an emergency, but otherwise we will not meet next week. I would note that something very important has occurred in the last week. One of the most important things that impacts our area and our economic vitality is the presence of the Sabine Neches Waterway, 65-mile waterway that runs from the Port of Beaumont all the way out into the Gulf of Mexico. For over 10 years, the Navigation District had been working with the Corps of Engineers in an attempt to get the waterway deepened from 40 foot to 48 feet. The channel has not been deepened in 50 years, obviously because of the presence and the use of larger Panamax-sized vessels in transiting to the United States, and especially with the opening of the Panama Canal and the opportunity that that presents to the U.S. Gulf Coast for trade with the Far East. This is extremely important. And we've got the number one military offload port in the United States, the number three port by tonnage. We have the presence of most of the nation's refining capacity on our waterway, and when you couple us with Houston-Galveston, we provide darn near everything in the United States. We've got most of the, I think 43% of the nation's LNG capacity on our waterway, about 51% of the nation's strategic petroleum reserves on our waterway, and so it is an extremely important waterway that provides hundreds of thousands of jobs and billions of dollars of economic output. So this project is extremely important to our area. It passed a pivotal mark. It had been stuck with the Corps of Engineers in the study phase for a number of years, finally successful in getting a chief's report being signed off on by the commander of the Coast Guard and the comptroller. And it has been sitting in the Water Resources Development Act legislation in a conference committee between the United States Senate and the United States House of Representatives for over a year now. They finally reached agreement on the bill, and it's set to go to the House and Senate floors for final passage, which will fund approximately $850 million of the project. There's still going to be a $380 million cost share that the Navigation District is going to have to come up with, and the Navigation District has been working with TxDOT and the state and other entities in attempting to meet that need for that local match, but I can't think of any project more important to the continued vitality of our area than this project, and this is certainly welcome news that will soon be going to the president for his signature and will be something that will generate thousands and thousands of jobs for years to come and secure our port's place as some of the most important in the top three or four in the United States on any given year. So we're very happy to hear about that. Commissioners, anything else any of you wish to bring to the attention of the public? Any other elected official?
gotten a couple of calls about that, not having one in the north end. I'm just letting it be known.
Why don't we talk about where those, I know one is the courthouse.
Commissioner, don't feel bad because Port H's people have to drive the needle in the boat, so.
Yeah, I understand.
You're doing a beautiful job, Ms. Gidry. I love you, babe.
And you don't know how much Port H's people hate to go to Needleland. Deal with Bulldog.
We'll put up.
Yeah, Commissioner, you approved it.
Hey. I'm just letting you know that they ain't happy with it.
That doesn't mean we won't get the calls, does it?
Yeah, hey, I'm just letting them know they ain't happy. Nothing you can do about that.
Well, if there's nothing further, then we are adjourned. Thank you for being here today.